From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. The women's soccer team for St. Thomas Aquinas in Fort Lauderdale is getting ready for a game. Before stepping out on the pitch, the players check their cleats, their shin guards, and their protective headbands. These are a quarter-inch thick foam that fits similar to cotton sweatbands or a hairpiece, but thicker around the forehead, temples, and back of the head. St. Thomas women's soccer coach Carlos Quiron made the gear mandatory for his team this year.
We were trying to get it this year to be mandatory for lacrosse and girls soccer due to the fact that there was a high percentage of concussions within those two sports, and probably the highest in the girls programs.
Guidon's players didn't buy into it right away.
At first, I hated it.
Dallas Dorsey is a senior.
Like, I would always complain, but, I mean, now it's just part of, like, the equipment, like shin guards, because it's not a big deal.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that head injuries account for about 9% of all injuries in American high school sports. The largest group, with 55,000 concussions, are injured playing football. Female soccer players suffer 29,000 head injuries a year. The gear used at St. Thomas, called the ExoShield, is supposed to absorb the impact of the ball, or a headbutt or elbow, to the parts of the head most exposed during a game.
A lot of it's good marketing. These things have not been evaluated.
Dr. Jillian Hotz runs the concussion program at the University of Miami. She's not a fan of the headbands.
I think we're giving kids a lot of sense of false confidence and even trying to go out there and head the ball harder than they are now because they may have an extra band in there. But that's not going to prevent them from having a concussion.
The manufacturer, Sturelli, says their product is designed to protect against cuts and bruises, but they're planning to have their product tested in independent research to see if it's effective in helping prevent concussions. The headband didn't prevent St. Thomas soccer player Sydney Talbot from getting a concussion during a game back in December.
I fell to the ground, and then I tried to get up and start playing, and I kind of, like, lost a vision a little. I couldn't really hear very well, and I kind of, like, was just very confused, dizzy a little. And then I asked to come off the field, and I came off the field and sat down right away. Just, I was kind of like spinning a little.
The ball hit her on the crown of her head, the part not covered by the headgear. Talbot had to go through weeks of treatment before getting the medical clearance to return to the field. Dr. Hotz says the injuries don't just affect a kid's performance on the field.
Those sort of things you have to take seriously, because she's not going to be able to pay attention in class, she's not going to be able to get her homework done, and then this is all going to go spiral downward.
Hotz was one of the driving forces behind the 2012 Florida Youth Concussion Law. It says young athletes can't return to the playing field too soon after a head injury. On this night, St. Thomas was playing Cypress Bay High. The Cypress Bay students do not use the headbands. Their coach, Kate Dwyer, says that's mostly due to cost.
I don't mind if it's mandatory if they're going to pay for it, the state. I don't think you can ask kids, you know, and we do come from a very affluent area, but, you know, the Fort Lauderdale Highs, the other inner city programs, they can't afford that. So if it's going to get mandated, it needs to be supplied by the FHSAA.
Money's not the problem at private schools like St. Thomas. Ted Dorsey has two daughters in the game. He watches Bella and Dallas with a twinge of concern. He says even with the headbands, he's still worried.
It's just that it's a sport, it's a little more violent than people think. I'm concerned. I really am. And like I said, I read a lot about it. And is there an answer? I don't know. All I can do is say, I guess, pray.
The Florida High School Athletic Association made headgear mandatory for women's lacrosse this year. There has not been any proposal brought forward to make these headbands mandatory for women's soccer in Florida high schools. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Luis Hernandez.